And anyway, let's get back to my sister Jane. She had one more, she was a senior of that year, and her mother and I bought her a senior ring for her, and I'm not sure that that might have been the first year that Beverly was teaching in Coronado, and she was teaching girls PE, and she also directed the plays. So my sister Jane made some kind of fuss between Beverly Whittaker if she dated boys, and when she said yes, she said, "My brother would like to meet you." And this went on, I can't tell you what all went on, but and Jane was giving that to me at home, and Beverly and I were supposed to meet at the first football game of the year. That was the homecoming game. And Jane had arranged all this, that we would meet at the game. And I guess they were giving Beverly a bad time about meeting me, and some of them, I guess, were even calling her Mrs. Hinkle. Somehow, I was laid off from work because the job was completed. Jane, I guess, told Mrs. Whittaker, Miss Whittaker, and her father was in charge of Columbia Pest Control, and they had some work to do putting tarps on a roof of a house, and he wanted to know. Oh, Beverly called to tell me that her dad was looking for somebody, and I wasn't home, so my mother took the call. And when I came in, my mother gave me the message, and I called Beverly back, and we talked. I didn't want to work on those tarps, and I was trying to be a carpenter. So I mentioned to Beverly, I said, "I don't know about you hearing all this stuff about this date Friday night at the football game, but I'm getting tired of it. Is there any chance that we could meet and go to the game together?" Well, at that time, Beverly lived in Point Loma and was teaching in Coronado. So after work, she had to go back to Point Loma and have her meal and get dressed to come. And I was working in Point Loma, and after I finished work, I had to come to Coronado and clean up and have dinner. So I asked her if we could meet at the Harbor House, which was right across the bay at the ferry landing, and they had a lobster tank out front. So that's where Beverly Whittaker and Ivan Hinkle met, was in front of the lobster tank at the Harbor House in San Diego. So she drove down to there, and I drove down to the ferry and then took the ferry across on the top deck. And then we came back and got in the car and then went to the football game. Well, at that time, I had a truck, a Ford panel truck. But my mother had the Plymouth car. And I told my mother that I had a date, and I was wondering if I could borrow the car for that night. And didn't tell who I had this date with. And of course, Jane found out about it, And that upset her something terrible. And she went back and told Miss Whitaker, "Now, if my brother doesn't show up, don't be too upset." And Beverly, "Oh, no, I won't." And I guess the last couple of days, Jane didn't even show up for P.E. She went to some sewing class or something so that she didn't have to face Beverly. Well, it all worked out. I picked Beverly up, I met Beverly at the front of the lobster tank, and we came across and got in the car and went up to a football game. We parked and walked in there, and the two of us walked in together, and Jane's good friend was one of the cheerleaders, and she was down on the field, and when we walked in, her mouth dropped open and she looked at us, and we walked on down to the bleachers, and Jane was way up either the top row or the next to the top row, and she looked down there and saw us walking in, and she stood up and she yelled, "Ivan Hinkle, I'm never going to talk to you again." So we all had fun over that. And I can't remember when our next date was. Well,